Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome, and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And we've got our good friend Trey back today.
Welcome!
We are going to do a little bit talking about the missing Bible book named Enoch. And just kind of some things around that and how we feel about it. Maybe why it's missing, what's in it. I don't know, try to figure out all the things.
Yeah, well, we're going to turn to the expert on this. We're going to talk to Trey. We're going to ask Trey, like, just go ahead and tell me and all the other listeners that's probably asking, why was this book missing from the Bible?
Inconsistencies and accuracies, if I keep it simple. So the Council of Nicaea, a lot of things that they did was look at some of the records from the Jews, look at some of the stuff that... that they collected, and it was kind of like, okay, some of these passed down documents are these are similar. In your current Bible, if you look at certain texts, I think it's one in Mark. They'll tell you, hey, this seems to be added at a later time. We don't see this in our original text, but we're going to add it here because it is kind of still in line with everything else. So you'll see where there may be some discretions added to the Bible. They'll say, hey, we don't know. And they'll tell you. And I like that because then that shows transparency. But the book of Enoch, the book of Brother James, brother of Jesus, James, quite a few others are left out because of, they just couldn't verify either A, the author or the story.
Yeah.
So how many missing Bible books are there?
Oh man, off the top of my head, it's quite a few.
Five?
No, 10, no, it's more than that. Let me look it up 10. Real quick.
I wanted to ask this too. I know, like, a lot of people label me and you as conspiracy theorists, and we're just theorists.
Uh-huh.
Is Enoch the main book that people that are into conspiracies or whatever, is that the main book that they always look to and be like, oh, Enoch?
Yeah, it's one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and I think it's that popular because of, you know, like Jude kind of mentions it. Enoch is mentioned a lot in the Bible. He's mentioned in Hebrew. He's mentioned, you know, he's one of the people that got took up. You know, he didn't die.
Yeah, right.
So Enoch is pretty popular himself. So you just kind of put his name to the book, then, you know, you get some popularity behind it.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't realize there were so many missing books out of the Bible. And maybe that's just is that something that they taught you in college, or is that something that you kind of learned on your own when you were, going through your studies and whatnot?
It's 14. I thought it was 13, but it is 14 official books that's missing. And many people think that it's a little bit more than that. You have some debate there, but yeah, they teach you. We learn about the Apocrypha.
Was it written in Hebrew and they just have trouble kind of getting it into English, or what's the reason behind it?
So there's a period when God is quiet, and I think he's quiet for like 400 years. Well, those people are still believing in God and probably still feeling some type of inspiration. So there was writing, like, hey, you know, whether their experience with God or like the book of Jesus' brother, James, I think it is, you know, Jesus doesn't really come on the scene until 12. And most of our biggest issue, well, you know, his birth and then 12, right? Then a lot of our issues, we don't know what he did as a kid. Well, somebody wrote about it. His brother did.
Right.
And you know, you're like, well, you know, if I was writing a book about my sister, trust me, I don't think you would believe everything because it's coming from my point of view. Like, oh, I hated her. You know what I mean? Like, she got on my last nerve.
I've got her diary right here. Right. I'm going to read about it for everybody
Jesus
to hear.
Bullied me every
right.
day.
Right. There's some cool stories in there. I like it for just like, you know, just if you like to read and like read stuff about, the Bible. I take it with a grain of salt, but it's pretty cool to see. Like, I think one of the stories in James was, like, he's working in the workshop with Joseph, and they're making wooden birds, and Jesus is, like, making them come to life. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Oh,
that is
really
cool.
And then
cool.
The other story is, like, he's Jesus, so, like, this kid pushes him or something, he falls, and he's like, oh, you know, you're going to die. And the guy dies, and then Jesus has to raise him back up. You know, like, and Mary comes out like, no, bring him back. And he brings him back to life. Like,
Jesus, you don't
I that. Like stories. Yeah, you're right.
You're grounded.
Why not? I like stories. He did, like, he knows, but he doesn't know. He's still a kid. He's still a 5-year-old, 6-year-old. Like, he doesn't have, he's 100% man, 100% God, so he doesn't understand it all the way. He's still working on his anger, still working on some things. We know Jesus gets angry. Yeah. So,
I mean, there's plenty of stories about that in the regular Bible. Right. So, you know, the books that made the cut. So,
right.
Why do you think people look at the book of Enoch and say that it's so controversial?
Because of me personally, I think it's the first, it's two, I guess, chapters, if I may. It is the one where they start talking about end times that a lot of people like to kind of run to that one. But I think the more interesting one is the first one when they talk about how the angels fell and started having some relations with people. And I think it speaks to a little bit, me personally, it speaks to like Greek mythology and kind of how we see some similarities there.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, part of the reason that we were interested in Enoch is kind of touches on a little bit of what we've talked about in some of our earlier podcasts about, you know, aliens and Bigfoot and, you know, a few other things, mm-hmm. You know, somehow it all correlates. What are you aware of how some of that correlates together, or is that just not true?
The book of Enoch connecting with Sasquatch and aliens.
Well, just, you know, how it kind of all comes in with, you know, the different beings of the universe.
Yeah. Because I'll just throw it out there and say it too. Like, I've heard other scientists, former scientists that worked in the military, in that division of it, they've came out and said that the technology that the military has, they didn't create it. Wow. They got it from other species. And the language or the writing in that technology can't be translated.
Okay.
So a lot of people believe it's
from Book of Enoch.
Enochian.
Yeah.
They speak Enochian or write Enochian or something. So that's kind of like where that correlates with aliens.
Right. And people who are listening who don't know, it was said that Enoch was allowed to go to heaven, sit with God, got from God, or wrote down what God said to him in this particular language. And he wrote about the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. He wrote about end times and what would happen. And a lot of stuff he said, you know, did happen, by the way. I tell people that all the time. Like, it's kind of crazy. But we can't verify it was Enoch. That's the issue. So, right. Could that have happened? I always tell people, sure. Like, I can't say no definitively. I wasn't there.
Right.
But I'll, you know, a lot of some of my biblical scholars may hear this or theologians hear this and they'll put them on a stake and burn them. Yeah. Is what I'm about to say. We know that, like Enoch is like related to Noah, like, I think it's like his grandfather or sorts, like great-grandfather or something like that. He's like 7 to Adam, some crazy like that. I know he lived to be 365 years old. He just disappeared. He doesn't die. I call it the disappearing. Elijah does this as well. And the theory is that this is the stage or era in which the Nephilims are here. And for a lot of people who don't know, there's theories that God didn't destroy the world because it was so much sin in what we think it was. He destroyed it because it was too many of these weird animal creatures that he didn't create rolling around.
Yeah,
so you have God's original creation, us, and then you have these fallen angel, I don't want to say, no, I'm not going to say that word, side children, the B word I want to use. And I think it's, I don't, you know, politically correct society, you know, these weird children of God that God didn't create. He's like, yo, there's too many of those. And it started, I think, for some people, start to equal out to the population of humans, because only like a minimum 1,000 of us. Yeah. I mean, maximum 1,000 of us, if that. And he's like, whoa, y'all mixing with them a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't like this. This is not what I wanted. And that these angels wanted to actually go back to heaven. And they was trying to get Enoch. And another reason they said Enoch went to heaven is to convince God to allow them to come back. And God was like, no, y'all messed up my creation.
Yeah.
And that's why God gets mad and says, I'm going to wipe out the earth. Not to kill humans, even though, you know, we're the byproduct of some of this, but to kill off these Sasquatch.
The Nephilim.
The Nephilims.
Well, see, I mean, that goes exactly into what I was talking about, so thank you for hitting on that.
Because I know I told in our last episode, on our Bigfoot episode, that a lot of people believe, you know, there is no right or wrong answer to what Bigfoot is, but some people believe Bigfoot are the Nephilim. They believe they are the son of, or daughters or whatever, of the fallen angels that mated with women. And, you know, we know their giants existed
because
Goliath was a giant.
Right.
So I'm saying, like, maybe, I don't know what it is. But that's, some people believe they're the Nephilim. So it's kind of where that correlates with that.
That is interesting. And so one other thing, when you were talking about, a lot of people talk about how the that book is related to the end of the world. Where, you know, because a lot of people feel like we're in the end times right now.
Yeah, so does you know, that tie into Revelation?
So how does that tie into the end times, as far as is there anything relevant to kind of what's going on right now that's relevant in Enoch?
I wouldn't, it's no particular, like, let's say Enoch says, you know, on, it's no Mayan calendar type situation, right? Like, it's no.
Well, I'm not saying that I believe we're in the end times. I mean, I've said it before. I'm ready for Jesus to come back. Well, I'm ready for whatever, you know, sun no explode. Signs. I'm ready for the alien spiders. I don't even care anymore.
We've seen those signs on the side of the road since 1957 and, you know, them preaching on the side of the road since 1957. I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying.
You know, if you look at Revelation, there's all the different, you know, there's basically a list of things.
Yeah.
Look for these signs. You know, does Enoch have that as well?
Of sorts.
Yeah.
And is, are we checking any of those boxes?
Now, that I'm not versed or committed to memory like I have with Revelations.
Right.
But it's some stuff, and when I go back and skim it, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know,
I mean,
like,
I'm not going to hold you to it, but you know, if you have any anything that checks the box that, you know,
not off the top of my head, I would literally have to have the Book of Enoch out and show you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of those, cause it's not in my canon.
Right.
Yeah. Like the seven seals and, the four horsemen. I got those kind of committed to memory cause I had to study it so much.
Right.
But the Book of Enoch, you're like, oh yeah, these lost books. We don't really talk about them cause they're banned. like they banned books, you know, there we go.
Right.
There we go. Right.
I think the main reason we were talking about it was because of what we had said about Bigfoot, how people think that they're the Nephilim. And I knew that in the Book of Enoch, they really touch on Nephilim in that book more so than
any other.
And with Enochian,
it
linking that back to if other species that could be in space or aliens or whatnot.
Well,
and I'm not sure. I've never read the Book of Enoch, so I don't know if there's anything supernatural in the Book of Enoch.
I mean, Nephilims are supernatural.
Yeah.
So I think Enoch himself is supernatural type person because he did get caught up to heaven, and the theory is that it wasn't Enoch who wrote anything. When you kind of look at how people kind of revered Enoch, it's kind of like he was like Adam. When I say that, is he kind of like just chill with God a lot, like got some opportunities to do stuff with God. That's kind of vibe I get with him. Like, he was able to be really righteous type individual, really love God, and was able to 365 years of life. You know what I mean? Like,
and then he just disappears.
Yeah, and then he just disappears. So you, in order for you to disappear, you got to be one with God. Like I'm hoping I can get there, but I haven't even walked on water yet, so I may have a regular.
I like
tomb.
How you said, "Yeah, let's go with it."
Yeah, some time. I'm still here. If I come up missing, don't go looking for me. Okay,
I'm still gonna look.
Well, look
for you.
Yes, look for me, Jessica. It's not.
I was gonna say, I'll look for you if I'm still here.
Right. It may be. It may. Somebody got a hold of me. But just in case,
like, how did he get out of here and I didn't? Right. Come on.
Hey, gotta be righteous. Gotta know the man, right? But
left behind, right here. You know.
Trust me, if I'm the only one gone, y'all might not be. but I think a lot of people lean into the Book of Enoch for that the missing. I call it the missing parts of the Bible. I'm a historian by nature. Like, I love a lot of stuff in history. Probably need to brush up on it because I'm not as clean as I was when I was studious, like really, really studious. But I always get Greek mythology like vibes because you hear it when you read the Book of Enoch, the following the watcher, whatever they're going to call it. They're talking about it as is in the same, to me, in the same terms or kind of lingo as Homer does with Zeus and Hercules and Achilles and all of the demigods they have, right? And you're kind of like, wow, it's the same thing. And then the Bible, and now I know where to put them. because Homer talks about them as in like this happened, right? And then the Bible says, yeah, they was here. So now I know to put these weird demigod stories. They go right here behind Noah in context of history. All right. Okay. Well, it doesn't make God any less. It doesn't make our faith any less. This just tells me that this was going on here. And we know that the Bible doesn't mention things of other religions. They don't mention cats because Egyptians worship cats and Israel left Exodus. And what are they? Egyptians worship. They're like, we're not messing with that. And it's great.
The devil, you know? Right.
No, yes. Go to Waterboy. That's the devil. That's how it viewed it. Yes. I'm trying to tell you. So the Bible's very clear. Like, it's like, no, we don't touch that because that's evil. And so they say, hey, we got to mention it. It does exist. It's here. But that's all we're going to do. That's the best you get. Like, you know, it's like an ex-girlfriend. I did date her. Yeah. You're like, well, can you tell us about it? No.
No.
Oh, gosh.
So, and I think that's, if you think about Greek mythology, I think if you think about the Nephilim, that, think in those terms, which is, dang, this was happening. Because think about it. If Hercules was real and he was a Nephilim type individual, then that makes sense why God says, I got to get rid of these people.
Yeah.
Because Hercules was good, but not, a lot of them, if you read Greek mythology, were not.
Right.
Well, that sounds accurate. Sin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, if Bigfoot are real and they're the Nephilim and Hercules was a Nephilim, they're like, man, this is what he used to look like. Check him out.
I mean, he might have been more good looking.
Check him out. That's what I'm saying. Check him out.
But I think you still have, I saw runoffs. Like, you know, this, Victor Wimbaum, I'm going to say the last name, Victor Wimby, the French player who's 7'3", I think may have some demigod blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shaq at one point in his career, like, you're 7'1" and huge, bro.
Yeah.
You may be great because, you know, your ancestry may be Shaq. I mean, Goliath.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. I just want to throw it out there. It could be.
It's fun to know.
Yeah.
And I think it's beneficial for Christians to know because it's a lot of questions that I think a lot of people get turned away from stuff like this. So we think about the end times. A lot of people are like, okay, where do I go? Daniel, if anybody knows, I'm teaching a class on this anyway, by the way. Daniel and Revelation are where you want to be at because those are books that talk about it the most. But a lot of people get confused because like you said, the signs, we were saying, we're in end times. If you read Thessalonians, Paul thought we was in the end times.
Yeah.
If you read Peter, we're in the end times. Yeah, the end times for your decade time frame. And everybody eagerly waits for Christ's return. The goal is not his return. The goal is to be prepared, which means you should be studying, should be asking hard questions. God is not scared of those. And I think the book of Enoch shows us that if some stuff probably was happening, we just can't verify, but it's a good theory that we can probably put out there that can help us connect the dots.
Well, I think one thing too that you can connect with Enoch with aliens and other species in another realm or whatever, you were saying he did descend. So if aliens are out there and they come from space, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe Enoch, I don't know, maybe he could be connected to the aliens.
See, and Christians, Christians are always scared to talk about aliens, like real Christians.
Oh, no, I'm not.
And I say real Christians, I mean, like, I'm talking about the ones that, you know, y'all know the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
that,
I know what you're talking about.
King James only.
I was going to say, it's not the real Christians you're talking about. It's the religious
ones. Thank you for cleaning me up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, so religious Christians, King James version, you know, Sundays, French fries, everybody who hears is know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Because their idea is the Bible is and it doesn't talk about it, so it doesn't exist. No, it's a lot of things the Bible doesn't talk about. The Bible doesn't talk about overalls. They exist. The Bible don't talk about glasses. They exist. Like, and I tell people, like, you can't come with that logic because the technology didn't even exist. So does your car exist? Well, yes, different. No, it's not, because we don't, to say that God is creative to create over 100 million universes, you don't think that he said there would be life other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could. Why couldn't he? He's God. So in that same instance, you don't think that God can pick and choose people to say, we accept Moses, but we deny Enoch.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying, like, if Enoch spent time one-on-one with God, it basically sounded like God really loved Enoch. Mm-hmm. He's my right-hand guy here. He ascended into heaven. He could have said, you know what? I'm going to let you you're gonna, I'm gonna create this. You're over this right here.
He could.
And they, that's why they come back and forth to here. Could be. I don't know. I don't know. And they, he's got all that
space. Are you trying to, are you trying to use the Book of Enoch to say that he took him up, put him on this high technology planet?
Could be.
And brought, and Enoch said, let me go back to my home planet.
Visiting back and forth. I'm saying could be. But the only reason I say that is because of these scientists saying the language on there could be Enochian. That's the only reason I'm saying that. And if he did descend into heaven and he just disappears,
that's cool too.
It could, it's cool. It could be. I'm just saying it's a but theory.
There's no limits to it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it could. Yeah. I think people need to stop being so close-minded and say the world isn't black and white.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're too afraid to realize that. They're too scared of things they don't understand, so they don't want to say that's possible. It scares them too much to say that's possible.
But you said something, and I don't know if you said it before in this podcast, about the virgin birth. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, as Christians, we have to be a little bit delusional.
Yeah.
We have to be. Because there's no way we can look at our Bible and say, oh, all this is facts. But aliens,
let me tell you something. I took a class that Trey did one time. It was I've Got Questions or something. I think it was maybe that class or whatever. And we were talking about all the different angels.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever actually studied out angels.
Dustin, Ezekiel was crazy, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
the
the
real descriptions of angels are terrifying.
It is. Yes. Like the
picture, I showed her the pictures. The AI.
The depictions of them are like, I don't know if I want you on my side after all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm not real sure where the pictures of this, the beautiful angel with blonde hair and
Gabriel,
beautiful wings,
mostly
Gabriel, exactly,
shining with the light. I'm not sure where those came from. I don't know.
Just Gabriel. You because Gabriel comes to talk to Mary. That's kind of only really depiction of human type angel that we see. Maybe Michael, if you want to throw him in there. But all the other ones that are described in the Bible from Isaiah, Ezekiel, all the other places, they don't look normal.
Didn't look,
they alienish.
Did Lucifer look normal?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But he was.
I don't think so.
Beautiful angel, though.
Yeah, so. I think because I gotta remember what type of angel he was, and then we can. Now I gotta go to my class, and if I know what type of angel he is, then I can tell you how beautiful he was.
Yeah.
And was it? And that's beautiful to human standards, not higher being standards.
Right.
Everything we saw in my class was ugly to me.
Sketchy. Right. You know, there's
a thousand eyes.
I've just gotten to the point in my life where just these things just mess me up. And I mean, that was one of the things that just messed me up. Like, I'm sitting in that class, like, is it really?
I've seen pictures like online of saying this is what angels would look like if you really went based off of the description.
Yeah,
and I've seen it. It's
ugly.
It's crazy. It's scary.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Who was the one with like a thousand eyes or something?
I think it's like the thorn or something. Like,
messed me up, man. That one probably. I'm like,
and the AI had the eyes blinking. I'm like, I showed him like, yeah, this is creepy.
Yeah, I'm like,
I think a lot of people got messed up.
You're looking at me way too much. Back off.
He sees everything. There you see. My the Book of Enoch, any apocryphal book, the Catholic Church still. I don't know if they teach from it, but they do have them in their canon. And I always tell Christians, hey, go read those. And it's some interesting stuff that you have. Now, a lot of Christians who go and venture off, always ask, wow, these are not included. I'm like, don't get caught in that.
Yeah.
Just get caught in. Hey, God, what can I learn from this? Think of like self-help books. Like they think of like, okay, these are just faith fillers. I needed that detail, or I didn't need that detail, or I don't really like that. That's probably why that's not in here. And sometimes I read something like, ew, why that's in there? Like, this is, okay, now I see why this book got kicked out, because that doesn't line up at all.
Yeah.
If you don't have strong faith, don't read it, because if you don't understand the gospel, you don't even go, you can't enjoy the extracurricular books yet.
Yeah. I told Jeremy that I remember reading, and I don't know where I read it when I was really, really young when I read this. I don't think it was in the King James Version, because I cannot, like, if I were to Google it, I can't find where it's at. But I remember reading somewhere where it said, God saw that these beasts were not good and he destroyed them. But I don't know what
that was. Like destroy only almost those beasts?
Like, almost like it was dinosaurs, or if it were.
No, dinosaurs are still in the Bible.
Something else.
Yeah.
But he says, God saw that these were not good. And he destroyed them.
Hey, did you Google this?
After that, I've never been able to find it again after I read that as a as a young kid. Like, yeah. I've never been able to find it ever again.
And it's King James, you said you were reading as a kid?
I said, I don't believe it was King James because I've never been able to find it. I've tried to search it later on, now that I'm older, and I can't find it where it says it. But I remember reading it.
So if Enoch is available for reading, who translated it?
Yeah, I had that question too, and I remember I asked you this.
Like his language?
Yeah, well,
like the Enochian type language?
You've got King James, obviously, you've got all these different versions that have been translated and translated and translated and translated.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Who or what language did that get translated out of, or do you know?
So you're asking the same questions scholars ask. You're asking, okay, this is why it's not in there. We can't even tell you.
Because they
can't.
We
don't know who wrote it.
Okay.
So like, for all we know.
It's like Enochian.
Yeah, so Enochian could be, it could have been a guy who ate a bad berry, wrote.
It could be aliens' language.
I'm going to go with that. It could have been legitimate alien language, or it could have been a guy who was high on a berry and then wrote backwards and nobody could understand what
he
wrote.
That time you said, it was too much acid rain. Maybe we've had too much.
You know what I'm saying? And because they can't verify, if I were to come, next week I was coming and say, man, I got abducted by aliens. Now, y'all two may say, what did they say? Y'all may lean into. The rest of the world is going to say,
he's crazy.
Get him off that stuff.
Yeah.
I would lose my job probably too. And yeah. Y'all probably ask me to sit down. Dustin probably asked me to sit down for a couple of months at a church as I get help. but that's how we tend to do things. But in this world now, we have more video proof and stuff like that. Even now, everything is doctored, but imagine back then, we can't prove anything you're saying. Nobody was with you. This book kind of just appears.
So they just say, well, we believe you, but we don't believe him.
Well, remember the big...
We believe you, but we don't believe him.
Remember the book of Enoch, they know he didn't write anything.
Yeah.
So it would be like if we, I don't know, if we all wrote a chapter of a book and we knew we weren't famous enough to kind of sell it. so we said Oprah wrote it. And it sounds like crazy. They're like, Oprah, this doesn't sound like Oprah's a fairly positive person, right? We write and stuff and like,
so Enoch
be negative.
Didn't write it.
No.
But it's okay.
No, they think he wrote.
They don't know who wrote it?
Like they think it may be some of the first chapters. They think it may be some of his sayings, or some stuff he said, or some things he may have experienced. And somebody else had wrote it, but they know that he. A lot of scholars say he did not write it.
He had his ghostwriter.
Could have been prescribed. Like could have been a son of somebody who saw him go through these things and like write this down.
But some of it happened.
Right. Okay. It could have been a diary. Like he could have wrote about it. And then they just can't, think about it. You wrote, if you have a journal.
But the language that they read in, they can't.
No. They won't even call it Enochian. They would say, we don't know what this is.
So how do they even know what it said?
They're just going to take it out. They don't know what it is. And I'm saying, if that's Enochian language he wrote in that they have. Okay. Now he could have got this language from God. Let's say God is talking to him. This is all hypothetical because we have no idea because it's so inaccuracy. They say he gets the heavenly language from God in his heavenly language, but he can hear it in his voice, like hearing it in his language or Hebrew. He might write it back to us in Hebrew. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I say he's still, like he's doodling and he writes Enochian on a tablet or something or.
Okay. So remember that recording I sent you of those Sasquatches chattering?
Yeah.
Talking? You can't understand like this language that they speak. You can't understand.
Does it sound like a language or is it like does. Sounds?
To me, it sounded like she was mad at him for not washing the dishes.
But if you look up the recordings called the Sierra Sounds that this guy who made, there's this like.
Sierra Sounds. I'm going to check it out.
The Sierra Sounds. They speak in this gibberish type of language where it almost, to me, it sounds like samurais talking. Like really. I mean, I know
that
sounds crazy, but to me, it sounds like a samurai.
Have you ever been in Pentecostal church? Yeah. Into a book.
You're talking about like
speaking in tongues, does it sound like that?
Yeah, kind of. So like if they're speaking in that, I'm saying, could they be speaking Enochian? Because you can't understand nothing they're saying. But sometimes they try to mimic.
Have you ever seen a Sasquatch walking around with the Book of Enoch?
I have not.
I'll one up you. If they are in Nephilim, so they could be speaking a heavenly language, which we call it Enochian. If we say we call it heavenly, like Enochian, they could be. If they're half gods, they're speaking in an original language. There are dead languages that we don't know, or I mean, we know about them, but nobody speaks them, so it's hard to translate because we don't know how they did the alphabet, how they did certain things. So those we took a pause for a second, and I probably doesn't know that, but so I can hear these what is called
the Sierra Sounds by Ron Moorhead.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty weird stuff. Because you hear it. You hear Crazy you
hear
thing.
That language. It's a totally different language.
And does he? What location he's in?
He's all I know is he's in the mountains somewhere.
Washington,
I think.
Okay, had a friend. Goes off because you know I went to a Christian school, so you had opportunities to go to different Christian camps throughout the United States. Goes to Oklahoma, this weird camp, gets bitten by a brown recluse. Too funny part of the story. So
that's the funny part.
Yeah, funny part.
And he lost his hand.
Yeah, no, he had got bit on his leg. He sent
he
me
lost
the,
his leg.
I mean, the sore was about as big as the hole in my pants. Like it was crazy. God. He survived. He's good. He's alive. But when he came back from camp, he looked me in my eyes. He said, "I saw a Sasquatch." And you know how your friends.
Where was this at?
Okay, Oklahoma.
Okay,
remember I told you Oklahoma.
Yeah. He looked me in my face. He said, "Trey, on my and his, he was really close to his grandfather. I think at the time his grandfather had passed. He said, "On my grandfather, he had a mental breakdown on his grandfather. So I knew like whatever he was about to tell me next was real. He said, "On my grandfather, I saw Sasquatch." And he went like he's white, so he went red, and he started tearing up. He said, "Nobody believes me."
Yeah.
And I said, "I do." Because the way you responded to me. He said, Christians, outdoor Christians, they know who they are. They like to go read the Bible in weird spaces. I'm more an indoor Christian. I read my Bible inside my bunk because of stuff like this. And he goes out and he's sitting there reading quietly. And then he said, "I'm meditating. I'm not making no noise. I'm in my zone." He said, "I look up and I see the Sasquatch walking on the bank of the river. It doesn't see me." And he says, "I'm in shock mode now. It drinks its water, gets up, looks at me, and walks away." And he said, "I have never," he's like, "it was crazy."
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "Bro, like now a part of me is like, it didn't attack you? like, why did it just stares at you back and walks away?" And he said he didn't feel scared.
Yeah.
He just felt like, wow.
Yeah.
Now, did he drink his water like a dog, or did he have?
He said he was just scooping.
Sort of he was scooping.
Scooping it.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Scooping it. A part of me wanted to go. I'm a weird person. At one point in my life as a teenager, when people say, "Hey, what do you want to do with your life?" I want to be a storm chaser. I saw Twister. Like that's what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to hunt down tornadoes.
Yeah.
I wanted to hunt to Sky Sasquatch.
Well, we have requested if anybody that listened to our Sasquatch
if there's
episode
someone out there who knows where we can see one or whatever you've had an experience. Did, reach out to
Sasquatch
we'll
Yetis,
go.
Which
we'll
I do Yetis hunting
we'll
Yetis too.
We'll go.
Hey, we're down.
I want to go with people who I want to see.
We're
this
asking
is,
for a guided tour, so yeah, if we can get somebody
see,
that
that's the part
we'll get you to come with us.
I don't want to. No.
He don't want to go.
I'm not. If I go, I want to be like y'all going to the woods. I'll just be, if they don't make it back in these 5 days.
But what are you going to do if you're sitting in the car and you start hearing those yelps?
No, see, I'm not close enough.
Oh, okay.
To see, hear those. If anything, we can see, can we get some
Trey,
long...
I thought you wanted to come with us now. Come on now.
I'm going to be honest. Okay, a lot of horror movies, I might be like the only black person that comes with us. So I already know who's going first. So I have, come on, my instincts kick in. We can get some long range walkie-talkies. And then when I don't hear from you, I'm like, oh, snap. I will send the real police in with them in a helicopter. Do we see them? Can we find them? I won't leave until I find y'all or the remains. So either way it go, I'm not leaving.
I didn't mean to take this conversation like
that way.
Just take it to Sasquatch because, I mean, we're talking about Enoch, but I'm just trying to relay how the Enochian language could relate to Sasquatch, how the Enochian language could relate to aliens.
If you read the book of Enoch, it is some very... I always tell people, as a person who believes in aliens and in other life forms, I always tell people, sometimes you look at some stuff in the Bible, or you just look at stuff in culture, and I'm like, this is just, doesn't make any logical sense of how we did this as a human race, period.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense how we built the pyramids. It doesn't make sense. So we got to look at it. And then when you look at hieroglyphics, tells the story of the people who was here. Some of their hieroglyphic ancient Near-Easterners, what they call them in the Bible, they always pointed to the sky. Why?
Yeah.
Unless something was coming down, or unless they was going up, or God was selecting aliens, whatever you want to call it, God was selecting people to go up. Think about it. They say Enoch just went. They say Elijah, Enoch did what? They went up. Watch this. I like to be here. Here's my little Bible conspiracy. What do people say they get abducted? Which way do they go?
Yeah, they go up. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've seen some stuff where they go down. You know, the earth splits open.
Well, that's hell, so.
Yeah.
and you know, they speak of hell being a lake of fire. What's in the middle of earth?
Don't get me started. That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, well, we're going to have you back on because we want to eventually do a part two to space as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want to dive into the moon a little bit more because of, did you hear what I had said about the rock of moon?
Did you see the movie? It's a movie that talks about it kind of hits at the idea that we did not go to space, but they go to space and they're taking rock samples.
Yeah.
And then as they're doing it, these rock samples of the moon are aliens or like crap aliens.
Right.
And they're killing everybody off. And I think if I remember the movie, it's like a long time ago, they end up kind of like getting a sample to the Earth, but people who collected didn't make it. And then the theory is they have that rock moon sample in like NASA somewhere contained. And that's why we won't go back to the moon.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's just aliens sitting in it. Like they know they feed it. And I was like, that's it.
What do they feed it?
Humans, maybe. I mean, yeah.
Feed it Sasquatches.
Probably let it go in the woods. Like, go kill them.
But there's other things we could touch on with the demonic stuff.
Yeah.
Like we had talked to you about before with Hollywood and.
What? You know, it's the endless world.
It's definitely endless.
Certain people that I feel like are evil and they worship the dark arts. For their own gain.
Mm-hmm.
So what are our final thoughts on Enoch?
I think it's worth reading.
I think any apocryphals are worth reading. It's a scripture about grief in an apocryphal. That's pretty good. And I was like, man, that kind of helped me kind of get over my dad. So
I just need to understand the Bible a little bit more before I dive into it based on your
recommendation. If you don't got the original 66, the additional 14 are not going to help you.
Does Enoch and Revelation, do they kind of...
I'm going to have to dive deeper into the back end. I call it the back end of Enoch to see. Because I start my class next week anyway about Revelation and Daniel. So I'm going to look at into it and I may bring it up in my class. But I would love to see the connections that may have. Because I'm really just more diverse enough. I got lost in the Nephilim in that first chapter. Then I'll probably skip to the back and say, let me see.
And
draw lines. He knows my class. I'm good for... I just want to confuse people. I want people to be, when they leave my class, I want them to be mad. I want them to go home and get their Bible. I'm like, what? And they just, I had a person come to me after one class, like, did you know this? I'm like, yeah, that's why I said it. And this, like, well, did you know this? I was like, yes. And this, and they're like, oh, so you know all that. I said, yeah, that's why I say it. So you can go back home and do what you just did. Like,
right.
I remember I had a question for my pastor when I was young about Revelations. And I remember asking him, in the book of Revelations, the serpent is chasing this pregnant woman. Because he wants her child, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he want her child so bad? Why is he chasing her? And why does he want that? But you just got to talk to God about that.
That's a terrible answer.
You got to talk to God. I'm like, but I did. I asked him. He didn't tell me.
It's some theories behind that, too. And I'll get on a tangent and go crazy. But I always tell people this. Go back and study it and ask yourself questions, like real questions. Like, okay, if I'm Satan, you know, why would I want a baby?
Yeah.
The usher in something, what baby stand for, something new. You look at the meanings for baby, the theories for baby, because Revelation is a book of metaphors as well. So like, okay, metaphorically, why does Satan want a baby? What does that look like? New beginnings, new, okay, why would he want that? Oh, well, you know, if you, depending on where you, what you believe as far as post pre trip, well, this may usher in his new 1,000-year period. Yeah, so it's some ways you can go with it. But yeah, man, study it. The Bible is interesting. It's a book that you can't figure out, and I'm glad we can't because we wouldn't need God.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's about all I have on that.
Yeah, man. Great episode.
I enjoy
definitely want to have you. We definitely want to have you back on.
I'm about to go listen to the Sasquatch episode now. Y'all think I'm playing.
Check it out.
I might have y'all on repeat.
We touched on some weird stuff.
Big Tech, too. If I'm going back, everybody needs to go back and listen to the Big Tech episode. I'm still going to be interested in Sasquatch. I got to see what you're saying.
Big Tech's a long episode, but it's a good listen. And we plan on hitting on that again because there's just so much to unpack about that. Kind of like we talked about in the last episode with, you know, different frequencies they're putting in our music these days. Holy smokes. I'm telling you.
You blew my mind with the same
stuff. You cannot unpack that enough, I don't think.
No, because the government spies on you 24/7.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, we probably should. That's what we should. We probably we need to get some aluminum
turn
foil.
Off, yeah. Because
they're gonna get all three of us and be like, "What's this? We're just gonna mysteriously have heart attacks." Like,
right.
Yeah. We said it now. We did not. I'm healthy. We're all healthy beings here. So
yeah, just throwing that out there. If we don't show back up to this, it's because we got shut down. So
got abducted. We just disappeared.
They said it. Well, thank you all for listening, and hope you have a great week.
See you guys.
Peace.